Chapter 7. The Explanation.
I don't sleep well because my head is full of questions. I can't say anything to Anne because I don't want to betray Matt. I must ask him for an explanation. He'll be angry that I opened his private folder, but that's not important. Next day, in the lunch break, I sit next to Matt. I saw the photo in the memory stick, I say. Are those people your family? You know an expert on Alzheimer's. Why didn't you tell me? And why didn't you want to do a project on Alzheimer's? He can help us. Matt looks angry.
You opened my personal folder without permission. How could you?
He shouts.
That's just a stupid old photograph. Forget it. Those people are nothing to me.
Okay. Calm down, Matt. I don't understand anything. Matt is nervous and clearly hiding something. He's constantly checking that nobody is listening to us. I try to help. Matt, I know you've got a problem and I think you should talk to somebody, I say quietly. Maybe Mrs. Randall can help you. She's very nice.
Oh, Sally, it's very complicated,
he says, getting up from the table.
I can't talk about it.
I follow him out to the playground. Are you having problems with your parents? I continue. Maybe try and talk to them about it.
You don't understand anything,
Matt replies.
Leave it.
I noticed you aren't happy to see your dad when he comes to take you from school, I begin to say. Matt turns around, furious.
Sally, he's not my dad,
he exclaims, exasperated.
He's an imposter.
An imposter, I repeat. What do you mean? I'm shocked and sit down to talk about it.
I thought you understood,
he said.
The man in the photograph is my father, not that monster in the big car.
I don't know what to say. Matt continues his explanation.
My dad is a neurologist and an expert on Alzheimer's disease. These criminals kidnapped my parents and me and brought us to England. They want to steal his latest formula and sell it.
Can't you go to the police? I ask.
No, they'll kill my mum,
Matt explains quietly.
They're bad guys without a conscience. My dad must work for them or they'll kill me. We don't live in the same house. I didn't see my parents for 3 months.
That's terrible, I exclaim. Can I help you?
No, Sally,
Matt replies.
And don't say a word to anybody. Nobody can help us.